We're here at the NAFB's Trade Talk and the Renewable Fuels Association booth, and with me is Robert White. And Robert, we just had a new report that came out from the National Association of Convenience Stores about E85 and E85 sales. Tell us a little bit about this report and what they're showing and might prove some people wrong.
Well, the Fuels Institute is a part of NACS, and we actually sit on the board of advisors. And the part of the beauty of this report is that it was really solicited so many sources. So you had those that might not even be in favor of having E85 to multiple retailers that already offer, retailers that don't. And it's really looking at the potential market opportunity for E85, not only today and next year, but on into the future. So we can talk about the RFS a little more holistically instead of this year-to-year thing of will there ever be E85, will there be flex fuel vehicles. And the reality is if they're looking at some numbers that show that there's no doubt that E85 sales will double or triple over the next decade, but they also predict that the flex fuel vehicles count will continue to grow. And when you just look at the existing infrastructure, the existing vehicles that are available, the flex fuel vehicles on the market already on the roads today could use all the ethanol that we produce if they used E85 more often. And that really gets back to the infrastructure side. What can we do to continue to encourage the infrastructure? And it quickly gets back to the RFS, the RIN market, why it was all created. And if it's given its chance, it will create the market. And this report clearly shows that more E85 will be sold.
Well, I mean, and let's look at E15. RFA just recently did a survey of the new 2015 vehicles coming out, and how many of those are able to use E15?
Oh, 70%. And, I mean, that's a remarkable number considering E15 was approved in July 2012. It took 6 years to get a favorable statement on E10 in an owner's manual, and took years upon years after that to get anywhere close to 70%. So E15, while in some areas seems like it's at a turtle space, it's actually moving quite quickly in the grand scheme of things. And, you know, they should be called out. Chrysler's not one of them. So if you have a Chrysler product, including a Ram, Dodge, etc., they are not endorsing E15 at this point, and they really don't have a good excuse when 70% of the rest of the world, in this case, is selling product in the United States and warranting its use for E15. They should be there as well, and it's really unfortunate. We hope it's something that's will be a quick fix in 2015.
We talked about infrastructure. Of course, that's a key issue as far as getting higher blends out there. Blender pumps, more E85 pumps, E15 sales. It's not going down. It may be frustrating, but it's not going down. We're still seeing an increase, right?
Yeah, you're still seeing 2 to 3 new E85 stations open each week. We had a new E15 station this past week, and we've literally got hundreds in the hopper. And a lot of people find that hard to believe, but you know, E15 was one of those situations where it had so much negativity at its introduction. Even AAA was involved, of all things. But there was 43 studies done that involved E15. 42 of them said it was a great product, and the other one was not worth the paper it was written on. So people have taken their long due diligence to make sure this is the right choice for them, and it does take time to implement a new fuel at, you know, in some cases, hundreds of locations for a particular chain. 2015, maybe even some yet in the end of 2014, is going to be a big year for E15. But, you know, we still have the summer volatility issue that we fight, another issue that EPA could resolve. And, you know, if you got out of the way a little bit and allowed E15 and E10 to be created or treated equally during that summer volatility season, allowed the RVO to hit statutory levels, this all fixes itself. But it's one of those things that it seems like it's never easy, but it's definitely rewarding.
All right, Robert, anything else you're looking forward to in the year to come?
Well, the last thing is we're still doing our Post Your Price E85 contest. So you just go to chooseethanol.com, and all you need is a picture of the dispenser, what the price of E85 and E10 was that particular day. And we are giving away randomly drawn winner at the National Ethanol Conference free E85 for a year. So get your entries in. You've still got 3 months left, but we're getting a lot of entries, and we're pretty excited about it.
Well, I mean, and part of that is that you're giving, you're looking for the biggest price spread, the smallest price spread, and the lowest price. Is that right?
Well, so the overall winner, the free E85 for a year, will be randomly drawn, so just some entry. But we're also giving away free E85 for a month to the largest price differential, and then the what would be the smallest, and we've already got one that sent in that E85 was higher than E10, so it's an inverse relationship in this case. But whoever, yeah, they should win. But whoever ultimately is there at the end will also get a free E85 for a month.
What's the lowest price we've seen for E85?
I have $1.64, and the regular gasoline that day was $2.84, so that's pretty good. Will be hard to beat, but with gasoline going down, but that could change overnight. So,
all right, Robert, always good to see you here. We're at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Trade Talk. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.